Hello and welcome to SciComm Bites, short reflections on science and research communication that you can put into practice right away. I'm Suzanne Whitby, the founder of SciComm Success, and today we're talking about charisma. Charisma is often treated as something magical, something that some special people are born with. In fact, it is relational. It is a dance between a speaker and the audience. This is good news for scientists and researchers who perhaps don't always feel comfortable on a stage, because it means that charisma is a skill that can be learned. Here is a 30-second presence reset that I share in my workshops. I call it plant, pause, and point. Here's how it goes. At the start of a conversation or a presentation or giving a talk, the first thing you want to do is you want to plant. That means placing your feet hip-width apart, taking one deep breath into your belly. Your belly should protrude, right? Because you're filling it with air. Don't forget to breathe out. Then you want to pause. Give your first sentence a beat, a pause, before you share it. Don't just start talking as soon as you get up in front of someone. And once you've said your sentence, pause again. Give people time to digest it. Finally, what you want to do is point. Point could be something physical, right? Like pointing at your slides. But I want you to think about pointing as something maybe a little bit less tangible. Pointing is all about emphasizing, focusing the attention of your audience on whatever you think is most important in that moment. You might want to use your language or your body language to make your message concrete and memorable. You might want to do this by introducing a very visual image or using a compelling noun that your audience can picture and latch onto. Obviously, there's a great deal more to charisma that we can discuss, but planting, pausing, and pointing is a really great start. What you want to remember is that charisma is not about being louder. It's about owning your space, communicating intention, and holding attention. Those are habits that you can practice, and I invite you to do just that. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening to SciComm Bites, as always. If you'd like to explore more or bring science communication to your team or simply get in touch, you can always find me at SciCommSuccess.com. I hope that you have a great day and a great week, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in the next installment. Bye for now.